It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
Phone isn't there. We go. Okay, now we're working here.
Mine working?
Bad connection. Yeah, yours is working fine.
Oh, good.
They probably heard me at a distance. But anyway, good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service.
Good morning.
Yes, how are you doing there?
I'm back in the office after being out for a week.
Yeah, you were running around some conferences and things.
Well, I had a conference. It's our Minnesota Association conference, and I got elected president for another year.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We got some new members on the executive board and excited to work with them. And, it's like we were talking about earlier, the president position, you get first year that you're just getting your feet wet, learning right. how to do things, and then the second year you just take off running with it, and kind of looking forward to that.
Yep, so, and I'm sure they're glad somebody took it again for a second year.
It's a lot of windshield time and a lot of meetings at in St. Paul and throughout the state, but in the long run, it's for the greater good.
Right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about, let's salute a veteran,
of course.
First off today.
Today we're saluting Corporal Vernald Henry Scholey. Vernald was born on July 23rd, 1932 in Madison, passed away on February 21st, 2005. He worked for the city at the water plant, City of Madison worker. But before then, he entered active duty in the United States Army on May 18th, 1953, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, was armedly discharged just shy of 2 years later on April 26, 1955, at Fort Lewis, Washington. He was a combat construction specialist with headquarters and headquarters company of the 31st Infantry Regiment, spent 1 year, 5 months, 22 days overseas in Korea during the Korean conflict. Some medals and ribbons he earned were the National Defense Service Medal, the United Nations Service Medal, and the Korea Service Medal. So we thank you, Vernald, for your service and sacrifice. This great name is not free.
That's right. That's off to the vets.
Absolutely.
As always.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about pre-planning of funerals and things here this morning. Session coming up that people might be interested in.
Yeah, I was going through my mail from last week, and I got this mailer out from Anderson DeBeest Funeral Homes, which also operates Hanson Adult Funeral Home in Dawson. Everything you ever wanted to know about funerals but were too afraid to ask. It's a 90-minute program that they're putting on with a free supper. You know, who's going to turn down a free meal?
That's right.
But that got me thinking. You know, we have an aging population in Lacaparral County in general, and especially an aging veteran population in Lacaparral County. And there's a lot of health concerns with service in Vietnam, Korea, with the Gulf War veterans, the Iraq-Afghanistan veterans, atomic veterans who worked on and around atomic equipment or participated in nuclear experiments. So that got me thinking that I have this stack of booklets in my office. It's called Planning Your Legacy, VA Survivors and Burial Benefits Kits. It came out a couple of years ago from the St. Paul VA Regional Office, and Minnesota County Veteran Service Officers were very, very instrumental in creating this booklet. It's got a lot of information. It's got sample forms. It's got little things like, just little things for your next of kin, like what are your bank accounts? Who's listed on these bank accounts? Who can make changes? Who can do all these things when the veteran passes away? There's a predetermination for National Cemetery burial or memorialization information. There's also predetermination information on Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs for state veteran cemeteries. We recently had one open in Redwood Falls. It's the nearest one. There's how to get a burial flag, a memorial flag, government headstones and markers, medallions, presidential memorial certificates, burial benefits, burial automatic payments, survivor benefits like dependency and indemnity compensation, dependents' educational assistance, survivor's pension, special monthly pension, civilian health and medical program for VA, also known as CHAMP VA, Veterans Month of Death benefits, things like that. There's a lot of benefits that family members can get, including some reimbursement for burial expenses. That's a frequently used one. Depending on the condition that the veteran passed away from, there's dollar amounts that can be applied for to help offset some of the funeral or burial expenses, including plot allowance, interment allowance, and monies paid towards a funeral home that the family can get back to help offset some of their expenses. I can't remember what the dollar amounts are, but I know if a veteran passed away from a condition related to his military service, they can get about $2,000 in burial benefits back, which can take a big chunk out of the funeral bill.
Right.
So just some food for thought. I called Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home this morning asking about this program, and they said down the road, they're thinking about running one for veteran-specific ones and have me be available to answer any questions on that and talk about things as well. This one is not veteran-specific. They have a certain speaker. I think her name is?
Lynette Ray.
Lynette Ray, yep. So,
And they do want you to call ahead to reserve your seat. 320-769-4550, the number.
They got to make sure there's enough food to go around. It's at Hilltop, so the food's going to be good regardless.
Hilltop Bar and Grill. Again, that's Tuesday, tomorrow, 6 p.m.
Yep. And for veterans out there, it is flu shot season. We've officially kicked off autumn, according to the calendar.
And
the weather is cooperating.
It has been a little cool.
Love this weather. My windows stay open.
Yeah, feels kind of good. Sleeping weather.
Yeah, when it's 62 degrees in your house when you wake up, it feels kind of good.
Yep.
Anyways, with flu shot season around, the St. Cloud VA is offering flu shot clinics. And they're offering one at the Montevideo VA Clinic this morning from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Need an appointment?
Nope, it's a
drop-in.
They say it's a walk-through clinic, no appointment needed. So you can, if you're enrolled in VA healthcare, you can go to the Montevideo VA clinic and get your flu shot.
Okay.
But if you can't make it today and you have a regularly scheduled appointment going forward, you can get your flu shot then too.
Okay. And, good idea to get one.
Yep. And it wouldn't hurt to ask about a COVID booster if you get the COVID vaccines as well.
So. Right. Okay. Good, Josh. Appreciate the info.
Yep. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get an article out to the Dawson Sentinel, the Western Guard this week, so it might be a rerun of a previous article. But when it comes to VA survivors and burial benefits, there's information on the Veterans Linkage Line.
And the number is?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
All right.
And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse week. Yep, still green.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I will be out Friday, and I have a couple of meetings that might take me out of the office. So better to call ahead and make sure I'm around, and that number's 598-3445.
Very good. Well, we'll talk again next Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Josh Benning, a Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.